The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/ACETJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ACETJ. BetterHelp.com/ACETJ.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here.
Let's go.
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Sponsored by Paul Davis Restoration. You need them for cleaning up after a disaster in your home or your office? Go to acetj.com/Paul Davis, because you know, Paul love it. Paul love it. My wife has said for a long time, and it used to offend me, but there's just been, like, in one conversation today off the air during the regular old show, it just opens my eyes to the fact that she's right when she says, I mean, radio people are weird. We were talking about the Tech D Rob and how he can't imagine anything, like a picture of something in his mind in color. Even something that he knows the color of when he sees it, if he imagines it, it's in black and white. If we said, imagine Spider-Man. He knows Spider-Man is red and blue, but he can only picture it in his mind in black and white. Now, that's weird. But not as weird as what he followed up with, saying, I can't stand the feel of lotion.
Yeah.
I hate lotion.
Yeah. Can't wear it. Can't do it.
What the hell?
Oh, no, that's weird.
That's like one of those, random facts. Like, a horse can't throw up like we had yesterday. Rob don't like lotion.
Don't touch my ears.
So what is it, Rob, that is so horrible about lotion that gives you the heebie-jeebies?
When you put it on, you know, it sticks around for a little bit. You can still feel it. And my brain will not focus on anything else other than that texture on my hands. And okay. Look, I never said I don't have some sort of issues. So
I understand.
This is a really weird one, I know.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
All right. And you've tried various lotions and it's all the same?
Yeah, it always has that same, I don't know, residue, I guess. Once it's, you mean, I know you're supposed to work it in really well, but no matter how well you work it in, it just takes time for it to disappear. In that time frame, I can't focus on anything other than I hate this feeling.
Now, I think I know what question Riggins is going to have.
I think it's the obvious question. If you don't ever use lotion?
I don't ever.
So... You know, what happens, what do you go, dry?
Yeah.
Wow.
Whoa.
That's a revelation.
Are you guys supposed to do that?
No. Doctors say no.
Doctors say no, right?
They say no way.
FDA says don't do that.
Seems that you have you been going dry?
Yeah, you are violently red down there. Wow, that's nuts.
Looking like you got chicken pox or something.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yikes. Because Alexis even noticed, I had started the conversation. I said, oh, I'm real ashy today. So I put on some lotion. And Rob said, so am I. And Alexis said, why don't you put some on? He said, I don't ever use it. She goes, even when you're ashy? He goes, no. So even on your legs, you can't put it on your knees?
I can more so use it elsewhere, but I'd still have to put it on my hands to apply it. And that's the problem.
You can't think of anything else.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a lady that just sent a message. Said, my 20-year-old daughter says the same thing about lotion. She hates it.
Really?
That's just not something that you hear about. Huh? I don't think so. Hang on, let me look at it and see. Ace asked me about a charger.
I'm sorry, I'm trying to take care of the video. My computer just died, and I don't have my charger with me. So I may have to go home to take care of the daily video.
No, never mind.
Get our big.
Yeah, well, can't forget it now.
That's fine.
Don't look at me like I'm the one that made a crazy decision there.
But he's got an emergency going on over there.
Yeah. He's going to use your computer.
You going home? He's going home. Ace is going home.
I need to go to the bathroom.
All right.
Okay. Hey,
Reagan. Now, Ace, did you forget the charger you just bought for your computer? It seems like lately he's had problems with the charging. You think your wife stole yours, right?
Don't get me started. She complains about chargers constantly, and even for Christmas in her stocking, I bought her a new cord, new cable, and a new portable charger. And the other day she goes, the portable charger doesn't work. Oh my God. One day she had two chargers in her hand. She had I bought her this thing to charge her Apple Watch and her phone at the same time, mm-hmm. and a charger, a longer cord, because she needs one to sit it on at night, but one with a long cable so when her phone's dying, she can still be on her phone while in the bed. And she goes, I don't know where all the chargers go. And I'm like, you're holding two of them literally right now.
She needs a long enough cord so she can still be on her phone while it's charging.
Yeah. She was like, wait, I'm going to go ahead and talk about this now that we're on it. She said, I need a charger. I said, Amanda, you literally have two of them. You have a cable. The cable is not. Then she's upset with me. Like, the cable is not long enough for me to be on my phone in the bed at night. God dang. So now we have to have a charger that'll at night and then one that can be plugged into the phone at night so you can still be on the phone. It's a lot.
Mm. What a scene.
Yeah, these kids.
Yeah. So then I just bought a new charger and I forgot mine. And I
did the plug in my iPad.
Okay, so sorry. Okay.
Go. Just go.
Get out of here. Take a hike, bro.
Got a billion cables around here.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. And I don't have a Mac anymore. And if I did, it wouldn't be as new as that one he has.
It's kind of amazing that we don't have that.
Isn't that just a, what do you call it? It's not a mini charger.
No, it's a USB-C, I think.
Yeah. It's got to have a specific charging thing.
That's how Apple Fs you.
It's true. Mm. They keep you in that world.
Mm-hmm.
So, back to Rob slapping no lotion.
Ew.
That's weird, right?
So weird.
Oh, my God.
But, I mean, you're the weirdo. What do you expect?
Yeah.
What if, I don't know, if that's a thing where with a lot of people that they don't like lotion. They have, like, a lotion phobia.
Lotion phobia.
It's not what you want to go to the doctor for. I have a lotion phobia.
You know, walking in there looking like a fish.
Yeah.
All scaly.
Ew. Dry. Reptile life.
Oh, your shit dry.
Ooh, you flaking, boy. Yeah. Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
But how does he put on body wash. I mean, it's still also a texture thing.
But it washes off.
It washes off instantly.
Yeah, he's talking about the stuff that's left behind.
Because it stays. He said all he can do is think about that texture.
Yeah, I don't use bars of soap for that reason. Like, they stick around a little longer. Like, you have to do more work to get them off. So that's why I use body wash.
Oh, brother.
Oh, brother. No. This guy literally stinks.
But... So if you lost a bet one day, Rob, with us, and we just tied your hands together and just put lotion on them, like every few minutes, just filled them with lotion, that'd be fun.
I'm going to get a lotion gun and just like squirt it at him.
Oh, my God. Tech D Rob and the lotion gun. That would be amazing. Well,
people are going to take that the wrong way.
So, Ace, you don't have to go home now?
No. I was able to remember my login to my Dropbox. I guess the password correct. And so Rob got us in on this other computer so we can do it there.
Okay.
Luckily for y'all, I'm here.
Nice. Got to get that video up.
I was not coming back.
Yeah.
I didn't think. I'm going to be like, this is going to take like 70 minutes to upload. I got to stay here with it.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Mm. Rob, lotion gun on my notes.
Yes. I'd put the in there.
The lotion.
Rob, the lotion gun. There you go. Tech D Rob, the lotion gun.
Woo-hoo.
That's what they call me.
Mm-hmm.
The lotion gun.
So there you go, Rob. Sorry for talking about your illnesses.
your
mental illness.
It's got a lot of quirks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That they just sort of reveal themselves naturally.
Yeah, and how about him revealing this morning that he goes home and turns into an anger ball?
Yeah. I've said before.
I do freak out when I get home.
It's like, what? I go effing ballistic when the door flies open.
Oh, no, we always make fun of Ace, but Rob's probably destroying stuff, too.
Yeah. No.
Yep. What makes you go the craziest, Rob?
I don't know. I just I easily flip out at home for some reason. I don't know.
Like, give us an example of something you flipped out over recently.
Let's see. Give me a second.
He needs to sage that place.
There's the solution. Sage it. Sage it.
I mean, he's probably walking on Legos all the time, which would piss me off.
Okay, that's a good example. So we have one dog that uses all these toys and leaves them on the floor, and Meredith doesn't pick them up, and I end up kicking them or stepping on them, and I lose my mind every time.
So now you know how Meredith feels when you leave all your stuff laying around.
It doesn't lay on the floor.
Yeah. I mean, idiot. It just lays on the table.
It takes
and
up
the
a table,
bed.
Yeah. A desk.
It's got shit strewn about in there.
And what does she do when you kick the toys and start going off about it?
Nothing. She
just laughs at you?
Well, she doesn't laugh at me. Up. That's not going to help.
And she pick them up?
No. I end up picking them up.
Yeah, oh, well.
It's the cutest meltdown ever. It's squeaky, squeaky. No, you son of a bitch, squeaky. Can't be
if
mad
I
at
step
that.
Step on one more squeaky turkey leg.
Loser. Have you broken anything?
No, I don't think so. I'm trying to think. No.
Just well, then you're not really all that mad, are you? I mean, if you've never put your foot through the bedroom door, what? You ain't done a damn thing.
Ace is like, you're just hanging out on a Thursday.
Yeah, you're chilling.
Yeah. Screaming is what. As far as
if you've never been to Lowe's and said, I need a 6.5 by 29 door and some spackle, you ain't done a damn thing. Yeah.
You never put your fist through the radio in your truck. Then, you know, you're basically in a yoga class. You might as well be saying namaste and return to prayer position.
Exactly. Rookie. You don't know how to have a meltdown.
That's right.
I'll show you a meltdown.
Yeah, don't come at me like you had a meltdown. You haven't had a bad meltdown.
It's like the 7th grade quarterback going up to Aaron Rodgers and saying they're the same.
Yeah, there's no comparison.
Mm-mm.
Maybe it's because you're so dry.
Yeah. You got the flaky alligator skin.
You're crusty.
Maybe if your skin wasn't so crusty, you'd feel better.
Dust man.
That should be his new nickname, Crusty.
crusty, crusty. Tech D crust.
Just don't say crusty D.
Yeah.
Crusty D Rob.
Crusty D Rob.
You director of all crustiness.
You crust.
I got the crustiness locked down.
That's disgusting. You're leaving flakes all over the place.
Yeah. That's dandruff, and that's a different condition, okay? Thank you.
Yeah, Alexis.
You're so rude.
It's just dry everywhere.
Yeah, it's dry everywhere.
Damn. Strike a match on it.
From the Ace and TJ family. More next.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Hey, it's funny you'll share. The Ace and TJ family presents the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
Well, I am looking forward to Monday, because I'm dying to hear what all happens at Alexis's little continuing education that she's doing this weekend when she's going to Reiki school. Yeah. And she's going to be a Reiki practitioner as a side hustle.
Mm-hmm. Just keep on adding to the hustles.
Mm-hmm. So that is where you pretend to massage people without touching them to get negative energy out of their bodies and their chakras.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So where are you going to, is your goal to have a Reiki studio that people come to and you do that for them?
I haven't thought that far ahead, but I want to have a wellness retreat eventually.
The wellness retreat?
Yeah.
To where? Something like Myrtle Beach or something like that?
In the middle of the forest.
Oh. In the middle of the forest. Okay, well, when you do start charging people to Reiki them,
mm-hmm.
and you need to Reiki them good, and, you know, you're pulling the negative energy out of their butts and all that stuff, do you then have to cut in the woman who taught you in a percentage? Is it like a pyramid thing?
No. Pyramid scheme.
Yeah. He didn't say scheme. He said a pyramid.
It's a pyramid thing.
That was your words.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You got to pay some Reiki rites or something.
Yeah. Like you're the Reiki practitioner working under the Reiki master. Is it not like that?
No.
Okay. And where do you have to go to be a Reiki master?
She went to Japan.
Mm.
I don't know if that's what you have to do, but I know she went to Japan.
Yeah. I don't think I've heard of a lot of Reiki masters who went to community college in North Carolina to get it.
For it.
Now, I think there are some states like Alabama overrun with Reiki masters.
Oh, yeah?
I was not aware of that.
Yeah. I mean, it's part of the lifestyle.
They definitely didn't offer it at Gaston College when I went.
It's the Mecca.
Are there a lot of Reiki schools in Alabama? Is that why?
It's just the Reiki capital of the country.
Okay.
Alabama, Mississippi is another big one, yeah, in our home state of Louisiana.
They call them Reiki rednecks.
Yeah.
I'm a Reiki redneck and proud of it.
I mean, it's just the whole new age thing is prominent in the deep South states.
But the class is 9 hours tomorrow and 10 hours on Sunday.
Yeah.
Ooh, is that the longest that anybody will ever describe you as having class?
Funny.
But by the time you come in here Monday, you'll be able to feel like where my negative energy is and all that kind of stuff.
I'm gonna feel that now when she gets out of her car.
Yeah, I can feel it all the way out there. That's why I'm taking Reiki, so I can
she's taking it to learn how to fend it off.
Exactly. I had to do something.
Self Reiki.
She's not gonna even tell him she's pulling it out of his
exactly.
ass.
She's gonna be
behind him just like
when he's not looking.
Shit. Come here. Run out the window. Quick.
Should be reeling it in like those guys catching the big tunas.
Yeah. Oh, no. Get quick. Oh, I don't have an angry email. Hurry quick.
What is that tuna show called?
What tuna show? Tuna War? I don't know.
They're catching the big tunas all the time, and it takes them forever to reel them in.
Yeah, hours.
Like tunas of death or something.
Right. That's what you're going to be doing.
I loved her guess, though. Tuna Wars.
Tuna Wars.
Are you talking about Tuna Wars?
Tuna Wars. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That sounds right.
Wicked tuna.
Wicked tuna.
Oh, that's close.
Tuna wars.
Tuna wars. Tuna.
Wicked tuna.
Yeah, can you pull out people's energy without them knowing?
I don't know. I just thought about that because I was like, oh, I'm about to be taking the energy out of all y'all. Yeah. But I don't know if you can do it without asking for permission. I don't think that the universe approves of that.
Well, it seems like you'd have to submit to allowing your negative energy to be taken from you.
I hope so.
Yeah, I mean, otherwise we're just not even in a free country anymore.
You assaulted my spirit.
Otherwise, wouldn't we just get all the Reikis to go around and just do that, and the world would be a better place?
That's the goal. That's what we're trying to do.
I know what I'm saying, but if you could just do it without people knowing about it, we would just send you everywhere.
Yeah, don't be bringing that witchcraft into here.
It's not witchcraft. Mm-hmm.
Wizardry.
It's universe magic.
Okay.
All right. I was with you there for a minute, but when you used the term magic.
Okay.
Whatever.
She's learning magic in a strip mall. It's like between a UPS store and a Jersey Mike's. I'm not that worried. I'm a master. Oh, really? Okay. Just park by the Bilo. Just walk down the sidewalk.
So you're telling me that all you need to do is run your hand above whatever my body parts are. You don't even touch me. And you got some sort of a magnetic ray of some sort that goes over my body. And that will pull. And you can pull it without touching me. Negative energy out of me. Out of my shoulder. Out of my neck. Out of my ass. You can do all that without even touching me. Well, here's my money.
Take it.
That sounds like one of those deals, though, that you would see at the traveling, you know, carnival or something.
Yeah.
Or you remember the old revivals, the tent revivals, right, where they would have them set up, they'd go up there and the preacher would heal them, and they would be actors that would go up there and all that.
Hand to the forehead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But if you're going to make money off of duping people like that.
Not duping people.
Can you get a booth at RenFest?
Probably.
I mean, that sounds like it would fit right in with RenFest. Mm-hmm. And I'm not knocking. I'm just saying it seems like it would be perfectly a perfect part of RenFest.
Yeah. Can you get a booth at SinFest? I know you'd rather go there.
Ooh, you guys laugh.
Okay. Thanks for the permission.
You guys laugh. Uh-huh. We will.
Hey.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would let you do the healing on me. I'm not scared of that.
Yeah, I'm down to try it. Let's see what happens.
I'm not scared of it either. I just don't want to do anything ridiculous. Well, I don't like participating in things that are ridiculous. Call me crazy. No offense.
Look at the way she dressed like a character from Hey Arnold right now. She's talking about pulling energy out of your.
She's, yeah. Yeah. Give her control of your body.
Yeah. Buddy, yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
No, do it.
She's
nothing.
Sitting there wearing a hoodie with a baseball cap. Baseball cap on, hoodie on the top of the baseball cap, and sweatpants that. Some guy left at her apartment.
Yep, back, yes.
She's hanging off of her.
There's even a few holes in them.
Looking like there's a TLC reunion going on.
Yeah, you look like, Left Eye,
not the channel.
T-Boz.
Up in here looking like T-Boz. Yep. Looking like Pep.
I got layers, y'all.
Yeah, you do.
Layers?
Yeah.
Like dungeons, you mean?
No, layers.
Layers.
Like onions.
Oh. Oh, okay. Well, this whole Reiki thing, though, you're going to open up your Reiki place. You're going to need to pay for advertising on the show.
Yeah.
Be an advertiser.
Make you a good deal.
So you're going to need to ask you to do advertising. He's talking to me. I'm the one that makes sales. He's like, what's the price?
I'm going to make you a good deal.
What's the deal?
Sell yourself some commercials.
Yeah, sell myself some commercials. That's right.
Let's talk about your advertising needs for a minute.
Well, this guy has an interesting question. Where does the energy, negative energy go that you pull out?
Just out into the... You know,
she hasn't gone to the class yet.
I haven't gone to the class yet.
Yeah, she hasn't learned yet. I guess I'm
gonna give her a break.
Put it over into one of them things that the Ghostbusters has. Yeah.
You can put it in a jar.
In a jar.
That was one of my favorite answers ever. It just comes out.
It's out into the stratosphere.
The cosmos.
Because you can't take that negative energy out and put it out into the world.
No, because, we got to get it out of here.
Yeah, you got to burn it.
Yeah, get it out.
You got to have a fireplace in there. Yeah. A bad energy incinerator.
We burn it.
That's what the candles are for, probably. You just fling the bad energy over there and it gets burned up.
And that's why you have to, hit the person at the end. Remember I told you guys that that's what she does? Because you have to just, sweep it off.
Yeah.
Sweep it off.
That was one of the funniest parts.
Yeah.
When you told us about it. That was one of my favorite parts.
Yeah, you got to be, and then sweep it off. Like that. Sweep it.
It's perfect. Sounds great. Can't wait to see this.
Yeah.
I got to get a meditation pillow. I need to do that today.
What does that look like? You sit on it?
Yeah, you sit on it. Mm.
Do the people who give you the class sell those?
No, okay. But I already have. You have to bring a yoga mat and a meditation pillow. I have the yoga mat.
Ask her how many people ever flunked the class.
Yeah.
Because my motorcycle safety class, there was a lady who dropped her bike in the little road test thing twice, and she flunked. They told her she needed to try it again some other time.
That sucks.
That means she spent two full days there before she failed. That's terrible.
I mean, she aced the written part.
Oh, what a bummer.
Yeah, she got on the motorcycle the first time. It was wobbly. This is going to be touch and go for the rest of the class. But yeah, how many people flunk?
I'll ask her.
Can I ask?
You talk about bringing bad energy. Somebody flunks in there, bringing bad energy and just poisoning all the new Reikis.
How would they even know if it worked? Like, how do you know if I'm pulling out the energy or not? You know? Like, what is the metric? And is it expensive to take this class?
No. Well, I don't know.
Depends on who you are.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not asking because you really want to know the answer, Riggins. You're asking because you want to know what they tell people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
How big of a scam is it?
Hey, miss any part of Share Funny? Subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms. More Share Funny coming up.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/ACETJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ACETJ. BetterHelp.com/ACETJ.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Share Funny has its own Facebook group. To join, search Share Funny and get more. Now more Share Funny from the Ace and TJ family.
Today's National One-Liner Day.
Hey-o.
And my chair just started squeaking. But luckily, I have some WD-40 right here now. I don't have to worry about it. Alexis is going to do that for us. Oil them up.
I'm not going to do that for you. Nope.
Yeah, like, you are the,
I'll do it myself. It's okay.
You're the chair oiler person.
Come
because
on,
you,
the chair.
You can stand under it and spray it.
I'm not doing that.
You don't want to do shit because, get this, she refuses to make coffee because she always has, what is it? You always have a guy do something for you wherever you work, and that's what it's going to be.
At the restaurant, one of the managers, he would cut up fruit for me every day. One of the other guys would make me breakfast every day.
Mm-hmm.
So here, you guys make me coffee.
Okay. Well, for the record, it's not for you.
Well, you can just put it up on a higher shelf.
Even Rob makes coffee. He's never even done it before.
Yeah, and it wasn't that great.
Well, you do it yourself then.
So Riggins and Rob and I make the coffee. But from now on, you need to bring instant or something.
No.
If you're not going to share in the coffee making duties, you need to bring a thermos.
I have other duties. Like decorating that shelf behind you.
That you didn't do this time?
Yeah.
Well, it's decorated. I put the minis on there that we made.
That shelf is looking rough right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I had to undo the last decorations.
Were you the ones that did the Christmas decorations?
Yeah, I was up here dusting and sweeping and everything one day, and I'd take down the Christmas decoration.
I'm over today. Can we hurry up? Me done already.
God. I mean, that's some of the crappiest decorative work I've ever seen in my life.
Ace, I want to talk about decorative work if I was you.
Oh. Why not?
What's that supposed to mean?
I just have a feeling that you might not have the best style for decorating.
I have a feeling you would probably be wrong.
Oh, yeah?
Okay. I'm quite the decorator.
I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
So they brought these little trinkets in that they painted the other day.
At the Mighty Meeple.
At the Mighty Meeple game store. And which ones, Alexis, you painted the ones that have the green on them?
The green, that one, that's mine. Yeah. That's Steve, yeah.
And Rob painted the rest of them?
No. I painted the one that's blue and gold.
Uh-huh.
And then my friend painted the other two.
Oh.
His friend Dylan. Okay. Just kidding, it's Drew.
All right.
Isn't mine good? Look at the gun. I even put a little detail. It has a little skull on the gun, and I painted it different color.
Oh, yeah. It is. This one is yours?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to hold up all of them, and y'all tell me.
Oh, no, that one's not mine.
This one's not?
No.
No?
Mine's the green, and yeah, that one's mine.
Okay, then never mind. Because I thought the one that you painted is the only one that somebody had made an African-American. Oh. I was going to say good for you.
Look at that, equality.
Yep. But Rob's friend must have done this one.
Yeah.
Okay, good for him. You other two are racist.
Mine's a Jamaican colors. It's a Rasta one.
Also Green Bay Packers colors.
You're space Mine's racist.
Board game racist. And what are these little pieces? What game do they go to?
It's a space game about, it's like Dungeons and Dragons, but in space.
Oh. Wow. Well, good. Yeah.
Make it even nerdier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're from another planet, another space planet.
They don't F around.
And they don't F around.
I like that description. They're from another space planet. As opposed to what? Exactly.
Another space planet. Good Lord.
Wow.
I think Ace had a much better idea for Share Funny today. Should have gone with it. I'm sorry.
It's been pretty funny. Well, mine was going home, though.
You're right.
Right.
Not doing it. Wow. I'm not doing it.
I was just trying to get a nap.
Yeah. I'm going to get a nap today, unless right. something happens where I don't get a nap. That is unexpected. And then I'm going to wake up, and we're going to look at Ozark all night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The new one, too. We got a brand new Ozark to watch.
Will you go back and rewatch the final episode? I just did a couple weeks ago. I watched the last two episodes again.
No, I can't.
Just to refresh.
That now show's I'm ready. So intense and all. It's just, I can't rewatch it. Once I go through all of that chaos, oh, my body can't take it.
You got to come up with something else to watch to kind of relieve the stress, like Too Hot to Handle.
Yeah, that was a good one. Mm.
Have you watched the new season?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
What's that about?
It's these people who are all supposed to be hot, but some of them aren't. Go to this island and they pair up and blah, blah, blah. And every time they do something like kiss or whatever, they lose money is taken away from their eventual fund. And they have two winners, a male and a female winner.
It's hot and sexy. And
yeah.
Beach. Okay. It's all the thing. You know, it's great.
Yeah. But I just find a hard time. I had to laugh yesterday. I was watching it with Amanda, and there's a guy on there. I don't know how long they've been there. A couple weeks. And they send a guy home, and another guy starts crying.
Because he lost his buddy?
I guess. I don't know. It's like, would you cry over that? I mean, we're all just here goofing around.
Yeah. I can't get into that. I think it's dumb. That show's dumb.
There's another sign of aging. Is when you watch a movie and about 30 minutes into it, you start thinking, this is too young for me to be watching. You know what I mean? It's all young people dealing with young people issues, and I don't give a shit about
that. I don't know what you mean.
Damn about that. I thought that movie yesterday that I was watching was going to be too much young people issues in the beginning, and I stuck with it. The King of Staten Island.
Oh, you watched that?
Mm-hmm. With Pete
Davidson.
Mm-hmm. I liked the movie. It was okay. I like Bill Burr in it. The movie was a little too long, though.
It was
especially
long.
Especially for young people.
Mm-hmm.
But I hated Pete Davidson. Yeah. I mean, I hated him.
The star
you
of the movie.
You get annoyed with him at times. You want to slap the hell out of him.
I hated him. I wanted them to kill him.
Not okay.
Literally, yeah. Because I do that in watching movies and all. I wish somebody would kill her or kill him.
It's pretty dark.
Because it's just a movie. I want them to kill the actor. I want them to kill the character. Like last night, we were watching Clickbait.
Yeah.
And I was hoping that one of the main characters was going to get killed. It didn't happen.
I thought the same thing about one of those characters on Too Hot to Handle.
Yeah.
Kill him.
So just kill this person.
Just die.
And I watched a movie the other day where I was excited, thrilled, that the main character got killed in the end out of nowhere, like a surprise. Got blasted.
Can you tell?
She was a bitch. Oh. A real bitch.
It movie almost sounds or
like
show?
You, yeah, it sounds like you cheered when she was killed.
Yeah, yeah, yes, yes.
I mean, that's how I felt with Game of Thrones a few times. I was happy some of the people died. Like, yes, I enjoyed that death.
Like, killed that bitch. Mm-hmm.
And make him suffer. I want to watch him suffer.
But they even it out with killing every character you've ever cared about as well, though.
Shut up, Rob. TJ still has to watch
He's
it.
He's not gonna.
That's true. He's not gonna. I mean, nobody wants to hear
he
Rob
He promised
talk,
us, though.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, just you should have just stopped with shut up, Rob. That would have been funny.
Wow.
I am going to watch it because it's got Peter Dinklage in it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's one of my favorites in that.
He's great in everything.
Yeah, I love
really
him.
He's a really good actor.
Yeah. I love
he
him.
He was in the movie I'm talking about, too.
Which one?
Where I was glad that the main character got killed in the end. Because she was a bitch.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Dirty, good for nothing, rotten, thieving. Ugh.
Rotten.
Just like, so rotten, a fly wouldn't even light on her.
Oh, Lord.
That's how nasty she was. But anyway, it's just a movie.
Being described as rotten is like horrible.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Wow. Revolution.
Being described as rotten is like horrible.
Let me write that down.
You are top of your game today, Alexis.
Being described as rotten.
I'm just saying, it's intense. It's, like it's not just like, oh, you're mean. It's like you're rotten.
Yeah.
Dirty, rotten, filthy.
Between that, your discussion of space planets earlier. Really at the... peak of your prowess today.
And that eloquent explanation of where the bad energy goes.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, just out.
Just out, man. Duh.
You know, just out.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but... then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do, and that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. Let's
go! Yeah, Riggins, you're right. He just said, it just looks like it's going to be cold outside, like when we leave, looking out the wonder. And I could have told you that about an hour or so ago when my wife texted me and said, will you stop at the store and get chicken on your way home? She's not going out.
Oh.
Because it's too cold for her to go out?
Uh-huh.
What does she want? What does she want you to make something?
I don't know. I hope not. She asked for chicken breasts.
Ugh.
Ew.
Mm. What's wrong with chicken breasts?
It's dry. Dry. Just like dry, Rob. Yes.
Rob, the chicken breasts of the Ace and TJ show.
White,
dries it.
White meat Rob.
White meat Rob. Oh, dries dry. Him. White
damn, y'all.
Oh, sorry, Rob's
dry ass Rob.
He's catching it today.
Yeah, he is.
I don't know.
All right, so Valentine's Day is coming up. And the perfect gift for him is the Performance Package 4.0 from Manscaped, the leader in down there care. You know, when you want to be clean, when you want them to be neat and tidy and smooth, all of the things, then Manscaped is perfect for that with their advanced skin-safe technology that reduces the cuts and nicks on the delicate areas of your man. So, if you'd like to propose to him on February 13th, then that is the national holiday known as National Shave Your Balls Day.
It's very important.
It is. So the Performance 4.0 package includes the Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, and then the free gift with the travel bag and the boxers that are so soft. Mm. And they've improved on them through since they first started giving those away with the Performance 4.0 package.
Yeah, those boxer briefs are nice.
With the trimmer and all that stuff. So you get the whole thing. All of it. And you want to not have to pay shipping on that, and you get a 20% off rate. Manscaped.com, Ace TJ is the promo code. Manscaped.com, promo code Ace TJ for the 20% off and zero shipping.
Yeah, 20% off and zero shipping.
Yep.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. Zero shipping and hopefully zero nicking.
Manscaped had a funny tweet the other day. It just says, new product idea. Pube stencils. Think about it.
Put my initials in it.
Sure. Anything.
It's very enlightening.
Mm-hmm.
I like anybody who can have fun with their with their Twitter, their social media account.
I thought you were going to say something else.
With their pubes?
Yeah.
I was like,
what?
Doing creative stuff with my pubes.
I love the person that has fun with their pubes.
Now you mention it, I like that too.
I really thought that's where he was going with that.
Shave a little hard into it or whatever.
He brings it up, casual conversation. Y'all doing anything fun with your ball here?
Ew. Don't call it like that. That's so gross.
Yeah. What y'all got going lately with your bush art?
I'm damn Van Gogh. I'm the Van Gogh of pubes.
The Picasso.
Yeah, the Picasso of pubes.
I'm the Banksy of the bush.
Exactly.
Oh, God.
You know, you gotta respect it.
I was like, hey, he's a weirdo. That's
you himself. Imagine
what a woman would do if she saw him naked for the first time and some guy's got a scene or some stripes or lightning bolts shaved into his
on it.
Shaved into his mush.
Maybe he put her initials in there.
He's got a number 8 for Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Yeah. That's good.
It's a fun thought, but I don't think any of us have the courage.
No. It's a lot of... You spend too much time with you.
Yeah.
Your stuff. It's like, all right, don't you got to go to work or something?
But I mean, it would be like... it'd be like trying to grow a mullet. I mean, just the grow out time would take so long.
Yeah.
You'd be like, I can't do anything with it now. It's in an in-between stage.
I'm in that
just
awkward.
Going out all different directions.
Wow.
looking like baby buckwheat.
Ew. Okay. Yeah.
Wait, question. And I'll ask TJ this because, and everybody can answer, but I know the answer. So I've decided to let's let my hair grow out a little bit, just to see what happens with it, because I'm just playing around with it. And I was telling Amanda, I need to go get my hair cut. She said, I thought you were letting it grow out. I said, I am. But you got to get it, you need to get it thinned out, get the ends trimmed. So you just let it grow. Don't mess with it at all. I'm like, yeah, but you have to go get it thinned out so it doesn't grow out of a big, like, afro-looking thing. And you have to get the ends trimmed a lot of times if they're dead to help spur growth. No, you don't. Just leave it alone. I was like, I am not about to argue with you about how what you have to do to get the hair grow. I know how this works. She was like, that's how it worked like 30 years ago. Like, well, my hair doesn't change how it grows. Am I right on this, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't, but I don't think your hair at this point, though, has dead ends on it and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. You gotta go and get it thinned, and and it's got to start working into how you're going to want it.
So do you have an idea of exactly what kind of look you're going for? I'm just curious.
No, I'm just going to let it grow and see. Just wanted, because I cut it so short a while back, and I was like, oh, this is cool. I like it cut short like this. So I thought, well, I'll just let it grow out and just see what happens when it grows out.
Let me give you cornrows.
Because I may not even listen to you. Yeah. That's dumb. Yeah, because I may just get like, I don't know. I don't have no idea. Just letting it grow. And then at some point I'll go, okay, I don't like this, and I'll cut it.
How long does your hair need to be cornrows? I want to do it just one time.
You want Alexis to give you cornrows?
Yeah, let's go.
Well, you tend to hit it.
It's dry. No, I'm not touching your dry ass head. My hands are going to look like I was playing in snow.
I use Head and Shoulders, okay?
Look like I was playing in snow. Damn.
Your head's dry too?
Yeah, you said that earlier.
I alternate the Manscaped shampoo and Head and Shoulders every other day.
Yeah. If you got dandruff and flaky skin and all that, you need to use Head and Shoulders and elbows and knees.
And toes.
Shoulders and toes.
Big Head and Shoulders.
Yeah, that's what he uses. Big Head and Shoulders.
There's the problem. We should be using Big Head and Shoulders.
Big ol' ass head.
With big ol' ass flakes.
Damn.
But if I had hair, there is no way. You couldn't put the first braid in a cornrow without me crying.
You tender headed?
I am so tender headed, yeah.
Oh, I'm not. I got knots. Mm-hmm.
Is it difficult everywhere to do? Does it hurt? Is it painful?
Yeah, it's a pulling and tugging.
You got to do it tight. Got to get in there.
Ugh.
And when you complain, they just say you're tender headed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, you're tender
headed. It hurts.
Yeah. And it's tight, too. Yeah. Like that first few days, ugh, your head's tight. But yeah.
Well, growing out, Ace, I mean.
Yeah. I want to see what it does. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Just
so rock and roll.
Grow it out a little bit and see if I like it. If I don't, I'll just cut it back off.
You trying to get like that picture that you posted the other day?
Was it of Trace Atkins? Now, he's got a good long hair.
Yeah. He does.
Yeah.
If I had my hair long again, I'd want the Trace Atkins.
Hell yeah, dude.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material, copyright ATJ Incorporated.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. All on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.